Members of the British Parliament returned to London today to pay tribute to a colleague. Joe Cox, a first-term Labour Party member from the north of England, was shot and stabbed to death last week. The MPs had been on recess, many campaigning ahead of this week's referendum on whether to stay in the European Union. Now they were together in the House of Commons.
Order. Colleagues, we meet today in heartbreaking sadness, but also in heartfelt solidarity.
That's John Bercow, the Speaker of the House. Prime Minister David Cameron spoke of Cox's impact on others.
Joe Cox was a voice of compassion whose irrepressible spirit and boundless energy lit up the lives of all who knew her.
Her Labour Party colleague, Alison McGovern, choked up as she described Cox as a unifying force, citing her maiden speech last year.
When Joe spoke, Mr. Speaker, we all listened. Why? Because the principles you drew on in that speech and in life is the simple idea that we have more in common than that which divides us.
After the tributes, a church service was held in Joe Cox's honour. British politician Joe Cox would have turned 42 on Wednesday.